When I was going through the process of discerning my call to the priesthood and preparing for ordination, I worked for 3 months as a hospital chaplain at UNC Hospitals in Chapel Hill, where I was assigned to serve in the hospital's medical intensive care unit. And over the course of those 3 months, I often found myself talking with, praying with, and consoling patients or family members about the reality that they were facing the end of their or their loved one's life here on earth. I'm reminded of those experiences, as well as a number of experiences that I have since had as a priest, though not with such frequency or intensity, but I'm reminded of those experiences upon hearing today's passage from the book of Revelation, that a day will come when God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, death will be no more, mourning and crying will be no more. Certainly those words are more striking to me than they were several years ago before that experience. After those 3 months of intensive work in a place where death was no stranger, a place where tears and mourning and crying were a daily experience, the promised reality of a new heaven and a new earth where death will be no more, where mourning and crying and pain will be no more, is a powerful claim, and it struck me even deeper after that experience. In the same passage, we also hear God speak these words, "See, I am making all things new." It's important to note the present continuous tense of that sentence. I am making all things new. God doesn't say in this passage, "Behold, someday I will make all things new." Instead, God says, "I am making all things new." In other words, despite the continued reality of death and mourning and pain, God is already at work making all things new. So how are we to understand that God is already at work bringing this new heaven and earth into being? Where are we to find this new reality, this making of all things new? Well, if you haven't guessed it, look around. This is where you find it. It's right here in this community and in church communities all over the world. We, as communities of disciples of Christ, are citizens of this new heaven. As the embodied reality of the church in this place, we are called to be forerunners of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This community here at St. Andrew's is called to provide evidence of how God is making all things new, of how God is already at work in the world. And today's gospel lesson from John provides additional insight and instruction as to the part that we play in God's ongoing work of making all things new. Jesus, in this passage, is sitting and talking with his disciples in the midst of the meal that we now know as the Last Supper. And as we recalled on Maundy Thursday in the midst of Holy Week just several weeks ago, Jesus started that meal by washing the disciples' feet and telling them that in doing so, he had set for them an example. And then in today's reading, which follows that foot washing, Jesus instructs his disciples, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Just as Jesus loved his disciples, we are to love one another. And that is how the world will know that we are his disciples, by our modeling of Christ's love in our relationships with each other. But loving one another as Christ loves us is not merely a pat on the back and a word of encouragement at the end of a church service, though that may certainly be part of it. To make this clear, Jesus repeats and reiterates this new commandment later in the same discourse at the Last Supper, drawing the connection to the sacrificial nature of his love for his disciples. Jesus says, "This is my commandment to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." So here in this space, you are surrounded by the people that you are called to love. They're not the only people that you are called to love. But this, in many respects, is where it starts. The love that we share with one another in this place is the love that sustains us as we go forth into the world and seek to share the light of Christ, as we go forth rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. It is here and through the other Christian communities to which we belong that we learn how to celebrate joy, even when faced with the awful brokenness of this world, to see that the new life is overcoming death in our midst. And though we are part of the promise of a new heaven and a new earth that is already being made, we are not there yet. In the meantime, therefore, as Jesus indicates in the verses that follow today's passage, in the meantime, love will necessitate sacrifice and, at times, suffering. If it is to be faithful to Christ's commandment, that it be modeled after his love for us. And though it will often be a source of strength and bliss, living out this love will also hurt from time to time. We know that through loving each other, through coming into relationship with each other, through coming to value and be grateful for one another as individuals in this community, we know that we will experience joy and laughter, but also someday loss and pain. Someday we will miss the company of others who have journeyed along with us in this adventure. And someday, our company, each of us, will likewise be missed. But even as we anticipate the losses that we will experience, we have the promise that there will yet be another day when we find ourselves in the streets of this new Jerusalem. A day when whatever sorrow and loss accompanied our love for one another will be banished forever. A day when all our tears will be wiped away. A day when all things will be new.